in the kingdom of heaven, which is coming to earth, there is no wives for those who are in the those who are with him in the kingdom. Even if that is me and my wife, we won't be husband and wife anymore. We'll be brethren, as in the spirit we already are. It's all you value your counsel. But there's a sense in which of the world, it's like, you know, my wife's got to care for the things of the world. Why? Me. And in many ways, it's such a it's a distraction. You know, it's a distraction. They want to be pleasing to their husbands. So they think about stuff like that. You know, they may have concern about, things related to that. I don't want to go into detail. Why do I not want to go into detail? Because I care for the things of the world. I care for the things of my wife. Now, I have a duty to protect her in more ways than one. So anyways, Paul is saying it's good because without those things, there's less distractions. I would have you less distracted. But again, he said, that's why if you're married, the time may come when you have to be as though you're not. At least in the spirit. I mean, being ready to let go of it, you know? I mean like this, being prepared to watch your wife and children be slain before your eyes and still give a testimony to God. And I always hoped that they could see me give testimony to God and watch me be slain. But what if I have to watch them die first? You know? You know how that would rip people, rip me up? You know what? Before the glory that would be revealed, I submit myself as not having a wife or children, but as having brethren, fellow heirs. That's how I look at them. That's how I look at any such sacrifice. Recant, Paul. No. You know, because you always see in the movies, right, when they threaten your loved ones, it's always a mistake to give in to that. Almost, you know, most always. Because they, especially when it's for a greater evil. Understand my wisdom. I don't mean to reference to movies and nonsense. I'm just saying, you've seen examples where the wicked try to abuse someone's love. Okay, that can be a burden to service. Oh, I deny the Lord, just don't hurt my family. I don't want to be that man. So God help me. And just I speak to your own prophet, not that I may cast a snare on you, but for that which is comely, and that you may attend upon the Lord without distraction. You know, a lot of these things could be like a snare, literally a noose is the word snare. I don't want to give you rope to hang yourself with. Meaning, again, he's sort of debating almost with himself, like, be married is good, being married is a distraction. So he's saying, you know, he's saying things like, it's good not to be married so you can care for the things of God. And I'm not saying this so that you could, like, because how would you hang yourself in that? Well, to say, oh, I'm not going to be married. And then I'm going to serve God. I'm going to do the Christ, blah, 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 blah. And then you end up fornicating. And you would have been better off just getting married than being a fornicator. So he's saying, I don't want to give you rope to hang yourself by saying it's good not to be married. But it's true. I just want you to know I wanted to profit you for that which is comely. Comeliness is that which is well-formed, you know, well-formed, decorous, noble, you know, of a good figure, literally is what it means. I mean, bodily figure, but, you know, but it can be in that application, obviously. that you could attend on the Lord without distraction. And I see that in my own life, man. The things of the family, they're a distraction. And I don't regret it, but I do know that it's like, yeah, it's like if I was, but you know what? I would have hung myself if I had used that. I'd be a fornicator. If I, you know, in fact, if I lost, there are certain points in my marriage, if I had lost them, it's like it would have been a horrible tragedy for me, not just in the sense of losing them. It would have been a tragic spiritually because it would have led me to all kinds of sin. And as he said also in Timothy, I believe, about, you know, widows indeed and so on and so forth, that, you know, if they're young, they're going to wax wanton against Christ. And they will marry, so just make them marry. Keeping virgins, there were people asking these questions. You know, today, it's sort of, you know, should I keep my virgin forever? 144,000 in the book of Revelation. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. So, verse 36 is kind of self-explanatory, but sort of confusing at first. But if any man think that he behaveth himself uncomely toward his virgin, if she pass the flower of her age and need so require, let him do what he will. He sinneth not. Let them marry. So behave uncomely in the sense of what? He's saying, well, what is comely is that they may attend the Lord without distraction. That's the most beautiful form, right? That is beautiful. Don't be married. You know, there's a certain glory. There's a certain attraction. I'm not going to be married. I'm going to be single. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to focus on that. I'm not going to be distracted with the things of this world. But if a man thinks he is, again, think is the same as suppose in verse 26, which is to reckon, to nomizo. You know, he's saying, the reckoning. If you reckon that you are behaving uncomely toward your virgin, meaning